lights out, we're underway. Motorsport Republica podcast.
What's going on, gents?
Hey, fellas.
Hey, episode 90, Motorsport Republica podcast.
We're almost raising the bat.
We're
in the nervous 90s, yeah.
Nervous 90s.
Our American listeners will not get that.
No. There's a couple of these phrases that no one gets overseas. Remember Karun Chandler? We said, like, you're a bloody ripper, mate. He goes, I hope ripper is good. Yeah. Right, you are.
They wouldn't get that either.
No one does. Welcome, everyone. Very special Vegas race last night, 5 p.m. How good was a 5 p.m. time slot, huh?
Not bad, huh?
Yeah, very
Makes
good.
Makes life easier.
Oh, man, Makes life it's amazing.
Fun. Like, I just, yeah, it is... It is so nice just having it nice and easy. 5 p.m., you finished.
Someone's doing skids outside.
Oh, nice. I was sort of a bit lost at like 7 o'clock. I didn't really know what to do, but anyway, it's all good. It's all good. Jimmy, Moto Heaven this week. Surely we've got some. I mean, they're always on sale, so you've.
Yeah, got some a Ripper Black Friday deal. So head over to motoheaven.com.au and check out our partners there. They've also, for our Melbourne listeners, they've got a thank you day at Moto Heaven on December 7th, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. So all our Melbourne fans, come on down, say good day. Daniel and I will be there. They've got free coffee, Santa's rocking up, lollies for the kids. Apparently there's a couple cool cars going to be there. Ride down if you guys like. It'll be a really, really, really good event. And I have to throw it in there. Check out their website. Our icon king, Ryan List, who designs the website, is making some good moves there. So I had to do a shout out there.
So you've got Listy. You've got Mike. What is he? What king is he? Icon king.
Icon king.
Icon king. We've got the meme king over here, Mr. Curtis Maroney.
Curtis Maroney. Go on.
I got nothing for you.
Guys, Patreon, we've got a big ep coming up in a couple of weeks. Thanks for staying with us for the past 6 weeks. We have been without a... Phillip Island just fucked me for six weeks.
It was a lot.
Curtis and I got some sort of fucking Scandinavian flu or something. We're still coughing somehow. Yeah. Shouldn't have been kissing him, but anyway, that's all good.
We got a deal from a Nigerian prince for like a few thousand gold, but we didn't get that.
Yeah, we got something. But yeah, jump on Patreon, guys. We've got a big app coming up. 20% off our merch as well. So if you buy a couple of little things off us, like the air fresheners and stuff, it'll pay for itself.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's some cool stuff coming up for our track season as well in terms of our merch and lines down that way as well. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
And YouTube.
YouTube, Spotify, Facebook, Instagram, like, comment, subscribe, share. I think you can jump on Spotify now as well and submit a rating.
Apple
and
podcasts. Leave comments as well.
Yeah,
we've actually had a few comments left, which is cool.
So if anyone, if you listen on Spotify, we'll love a rating. That'd be awesome as well because it makes a big difference.
Keeps us in the number one spot, you know?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, it's a whole new category we've created. So
Can you rate on Apple?
Yeah, you can.
Because I was looking at the analytics and Apple's fucking bigger.
We've got
more listeners now on Apple, which is weird.
Thank you. Sorry, I thought Spotify was the king.
I thought that until like a week ago, and then I looked at it. I forgot to tell you guys. I'm like, we've got a massive amount of listeners.
I know.
On Apple now.
It's amazing. I thought a lot of people when we started this years ago, or a couple of years ago, that everyone watched it on YouTube, but like hardly any people watch on YouTube. It's all people during the workday and stuff listening on their cars and stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, tens of thousands of listens on both those platforms is pretty, pretty cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, and like crazy places around the world, like there's nothing in China because obviously not allowed to.
Shadow banned.
But like Russia, obviously
I heard
like
Putin listens.
Yeah. I think he's a Pekka Banyai fan because of the Mussolini and shit.
Still not happy about Nikita Mazepin, but you know.
Yeah, he got kicked out. Poor
but there's some random Cuba or some shit I saw as well because it tells you the send location. So it's random as places. So thank you for those guys listening. Shout out to those countries.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah, get down to Moto Heaven, 7th of December. It's going to be a really cool time. There'll be a lot of fun stuff there.
Yep.
9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Bit of a show and shine, Best Buy.
Yeah. Oh, there's heaps of giveaways, freebies. There's like t-shirts, sunnies, hats, stickers. It's going to be cool. It's going to be a really, 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 really good morning.
Yeah, that seems exciting. Hopefully good weather. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, shout out. Yeah, hopefully.
What we're going to cover on tonight's show, we have Vegas F1, obviously. Very excited. Interesting race, and we're going to touch on that shortly. We've got MotoGP testing as well, and then the grand unveiling, boys, the grand unveiling of our audio hot takes.
Oh, yeah.
That's so good.
Taking the internet by storm. We only have to, we're going to probably only get through about six or seven tonight. I think, James, you're limited to us that. So
yeah, I think he's a
timekeeper over here. So, but we'll get through them in a sec. But let's get some results for Vegas, Mr. Daniel Briscali.
Vegas, baby. George Russell, Lewis Hamilton, Carlos Sainz were the top three. Charles Leclerc, Max Verstappen, congratulations on the championship. Lando Norris, Oscar Piastri, Nico Hülkenberg, Yuki Tsunoda and Sergio Perez round out the top 10.
Yes, boys. Michael Schumacher, Lewis Hamilton, Sebastian Vettel, Alain Prost, Juan Manuel Fangio, the only gentleman in history that have ever won four or more titles. It's a pretty small club, isn't it?
It's wild, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Ayrton Senna didn't even win four. Cut his career short, unfortunately. Yep. But
yeah, I wonder why.
It's pretty crazy.
That's an illustrious list.
Illustrious list and
great company.
But yeah, as we was talking yesterday, just a big fizzer. Big fizzer at the end. I mean, it was a unexpected result with first of all, Mercedes dominating the race. And then secondly, you know, Verstappen won the championship and just wasn't like the same.
Can we make because we haven't discussed this, a sexyheaven.com.au dick of the week and our performance of the week. Can it be the same thing? Because like the congratulations to Max Verstappen, but it was the most boring championship victory of all time.
Yeah.
But it's also the performance of the week because he won his fourth world title. Yeah. So. Come on, Danielle.
Sorry, technical difficulties.
Stock standard for us.
But yeah, like it was just, as you said, an absolute fizzer.
I think it's part of the British press and Verstappen just haven't been getting along. That's been in the media the last 6 months. But yeah, I mean, they had the T-shirts. They had interviewed him in front of the Bellagio. Mm. They had Terry Crews for some reason.
I think he did that last year as well,
Terry Crews. I think he did. But yeah, just a super interesting race. It just didn't have the same substance as I was expecting. I don't know if I was because I was sort of like seven or eight beers deep at that point or something.
It wasn't.
Oh, I'm glad I spoke to you this morning. Yeah. Like a lot of stuff happened, but like I'll give you an example. They're all fighting for the lead. Leclerc nearly passes Russell at the start of the race. And then 10 seconds. Yeah. Leclerc's fourth. Russell's 10 seconds ahead. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I've gone up and take a piss and I'm back. And I'm like, race over.
Yeah.
10-second lead, race over, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
And, like, Hamilton, kudos to him coming through the field. But just so many little things were happening. Tyres were going off, but it was just a sort of stock standard boring race. I'm not sure the viewers or the listeners feel the same as us, but, yeah, it was. I don't know. I felt, like, disappointed after watching it, but
yeah, maybe that's only us. Exciting.
It was
promising at the start.
Yeah, it was.
And then it just sort of fell away.
But Leclerc's tyres going off, that was just, like, lap like just bang and like that doesn't happen at the moment, so I was it was weird, super interesting though.
It was
how his tires just magically went off and then they went off the cliff. It just doesn't happen in modern day Formula One with those Pirellis. So
is it due to the surface or track conditions or temperature or something like that?
Yeah, all of the above. It was weird because like it was a really low grip, they were sliding around everywhere, but he must have just pushed them way too hard. But like Mercedes, you just see they were fastest all weekend. And then also, when you're fastest, somehow you're best on tyre wear. It just always seems to happen. Yeah. So, but Leclerc wasn't a happy camper.
No, not at all, eh?
Not at all. So, Leclerc was one of the first drivers to pit after obviously taking too much of it out of his tyres. Meaning he would drop behind Sainz at the time. Leclerc, did you hear the rant on the radio after the race?
I haven't heard.
Yeah. So, obviously, when Sainz pitted, he came out behind Leclerc.
Yeah.
All right. And then Ferrari said, Sainz is not going to pass you. So don't stress. Sainz passes him.
Mm.
So super massive rant on the radio. As always, I did my job. It's speaking nice. Fuck me all the time. It fucks me all the time. I'm fucked. It's so annoying not being nice all the time and just being respectful. I know now and I just need to shut up. And he just cracks the shits.
That's fucked.
Yeah. And he left the radio on.
He left the radio on, so yeah, it was.
Should we take a break for a second?
Yeah, take a break. Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, just a quick reminder: we are proudly supported by the great team down at Moto Heaven. They are absolutely unbelievable to deal with, and if I were you guys, I'd definitely head over to their website.
Yes, you never pay full recommended retail price at Moto Heaven, and free delivery for any order over $100.
100%. And they've got the best, most usable website in the whole motorcycle industry. Dare I say the world. They got parts finders. You can chuck in any bike you want. If it's a gold KX250 or an R1, you can find anything you want. Helmets, they got everything. Head to motoheaven.com.au where you will get everything that you need. That's a guarantee.
Do it. Sorry, guys, just had a little bit of a break. Had a bit of heavy downfall here at the G. So yeah.
Sorry if you can hear background noise. It's the pissing down Melbourne rain.
Yeah, we'll get Benzina to check that over for us. So, yeah, just back to it, I suppose, the race. I mean, I was just touching on Leclerc and yeah, not a happy camper. And, look, to be honest with you, like, it has to be bad. It has to be real bad for Leclerc to act like that.
Yeah.
Like, he's the most PR-trained, nicest guy on the grid, never says anything bad. I mean, the man's had 4 years of this build-up and nonsense and disrespect from Ferrari. I mean, it just seemed like he was done. So, don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens over the next year. He's, I think Ferrari's going to come good, but now he's going to have the, you know, he's going to have Hamilton with him. So, like, Charles returned to the track and was, like, reassured the race engineer that Carlos was not going to attack him, and he did. So, yeah. And then he took the podium. So, and I don't know how the hell that Sainz didn't get a penalty for he was going into the pit lane and yes, then zoomed and then off. And then nothing was said about it. I'm like, bro, everyone would do that anyway if he had that chance, because then Hamilton pitted behind him.
Oh, you're not going to get a penalty for that?
Nothing.
Oh.
Didn't hear anything about it.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
He crossed the white line.
Even the commentators are saying that's a penalty.
I know, nothing happened. I don't think it was even sort of like investigated. I mean, not that I saw anyway.
Interesting. Yeah, interesting.
Didn't Piastri get a penalty?
He got a penalty for jumping the
jump
start.
Was that an actual jump start?
No, he was just pretty
outside the box or something.
Yeah, that's what it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was just outside the box, which is super tough. I mean, like, he was still actually in the box, but he was just past the yellow line.
Right.
So,
unlucky. It's never good being stuck outside a box.
Yeah, true. But yeah, I don't know about I don't know the future of Vegas, how it's going to go. I mean, it's...
Well, they've had one ripper race and one shit race.
Yeah, I know. Just the time, though. 10 p.m. start time.
I was going to bring that up. That's a fucking late night. But I remember you talking about that last year, saying how it kind of stays on their time zone of where they're normally racing if it's in, you know, the Arab countries or Europe or whatever. So that's probably the one thing. They kind of just stay on that time zone.
Yeah, I mean, it works perfectly for us. I mean, and it's being a Saturday night race.
Yeah,
if that
was
a Sunday night race, it'd be 5 o'clock Monday for us.
But if you're,
which would be wild, wouldn't it?
That's right. Like 10 p.m. for any athlete is crazy to start something. Like you see the boxing they do in the UFC. Sometimes they start their cards at like 3 a.m. Have you seen that?
No.
When they're in England, Dana White will have
Perth.
In Perth, they did the same thing.
If 6 a.m.
6 a.m. or 3 a.m. They'll fight through the night because it works for the American audience.
Yeah, okay.
Which is wild in itself, because I remember they were talking. I listened to a podcast of one of the fighters, and he was saying he was trying to stay awake while he was like warming up almost for the fight. And like, you know, imagine like the pre-nerves, and it's like 2 a.m. and you're going to be up.
Nah, man.
And they have training camps for like 6 weeks out where they're only training at night.
But
still.
Oh, God. So that goes that much into it, huh?
Yeah.
It's still a lot, though.
It's still a lot. And at 10 p.m., like, start for the F1 when you've got to be switched on, you know, and you're racing around a street circuit on these obviously crazy prototype cars. And I don't know. It's I guess that's why they paid millions of dollars.
And probably for the spectacle as well.
Yeah, it's all for the spectacle, you know.
Why
10 p.m.? Why so late? Like, why can't it be 8 p.m.?
Yeah, I mean, the strip's open during the day. They've got to close it.
Is it open during the day?
Yeah, the strip's open.
Oh,
so
okay.
Otherwise, it'd just be chaos. Like, he just can't get in anywhere. So I think that's got to be part of it. But remember last year, that what happened with that water valve manhole cover? That practice two didn't get underway until 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, remember?
Yeah, like, that's crazy.
You've
got to remember, wild. This is Vegas, though, as well. We're not in fucking Elwood Park. We're in the city that never sleeps, you know?
Yeah.
So New that's York? The thing. the other side. But that's the thing. I mean, it's Vegas, baby. It's the...
Yeah.
You know, it's where it's at. I mean, we've been there before. It's, you know, it's a crazy place. It's like you're in a movie, you know?
Yeah, so it's pretty wild.
So yeah, it's
but I guess, you know, those drivers aren't there to be, you know, fuck hookers and be on coke either. They're there to do a job. Like,
nah.
They're there for completely how two boring. Different experiences. Yeah, seriously. You're going to Vegas. Come on, bro.
I know what I'd rather do.
I did one of those two things.
When was well, there? we had the chance with the hooker, but
we did. Yeah, fuck. I was
should've taken it. For Patreon, right? Sorry to my parents listening.
Your dad will be happy for that.
You got in a car crash in Vegas?
Oh, I got into a car crash. I was a story for Patreon. That one. Yeah, fucking hell.
We'll tell you after the pod.
Yeah, but yeah, just wild. I mean, it's a crazy location, crazy race. I love it. I really do. And there's a lot of people don't
yeah,
like
it.
Yeah,
I love it as well.
And for that, you know, it's unique. I mean, if they just went to, you know, Watkins Glen or something, it wouldn't. There's nothing.
It works for the spectacle. It definitely works for the spectacle.
Yeah.
But I'm bloody ashamed Sylvester Stallone didn't bring his hot daughters to the race.
They were there. Seriously. Don't worry, they were there.
Oh, you suss them out?
Trust me.
Yeah, he liked the photo on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. 30 seconds into it getting uploaded, I liked it.
I've never met a man who's so on it like that. It's crazy. Yeah, it's good. I love it.
So good.
Should be like competition of that or something, but anyway.
Sophia.
Sly. Good on Doco Sly on Netflix.
He's the best, Sylvester Stallone. Yeah, he's my favourite.
He is a G, yeah. He's like
put his own money into Rocky as well.
Yeah.
No one wanted to fund it.
With his bad Botox and his eyebrow halfway up his forehead.
He's still jacked, Bart.
Yeah.
On the roids.
Yeah, he got dumped from coming here, didn't he?
He did, yeah. He got dumped.
Yeah, in the duffel bag. He was like full of steroids and needles
but
and
like,
shit.
Well, you can't be that jacked at 80 years old, whatever he is, and not be on the gear.
Exactly
like, seriously.
Right. Yeah. Well, as you get older,
and
you
good
have
on
to...
him.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, fuck
he's a man dog.
Yeah, 100% he is. Oh, like I said, I love him. He's my favourite.
Mm. Rocky
Rocky 4 is the best Rocky.
Yeah, Rocky 4 is the best Rocky. Can't change my mind.
Absolutely
Ivan
not.
Drago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like Rocky 3 is my favorite.
You.
Yeah.
Rocky 3
is
my favorite.
Is that Clubber Lang?
That's Clubber Lang, yeah. Hulk Hogan. Yeah.
That's a good one.
That is. Yeah, it is. But yeah, I think the old boys would always say number one, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they always say
look, they're all
one.
Good, but fuck, something about beating the communists, you know?
Yeah,
the training montage in four.
Yeah,
the music,
you
know? Hitting the photo off the wall and
hitting
shit.
Hitting the beef in the cold room.
Oh, man, I'm seeing three of him. Hit the one in the middle. On your Paulie.
On your Paulie.
But yeah, there was a few celebs around, man. That grid ball was packed.
It was funny, like Martin Brundle was going through. Someone was like, oh, there's someone this way. He's like, ah, I want to talk to them. That was funny.
Yeah, good.
But it was a bit, it's hard when there's so many people on the grid. I mean,
and it was super loud. I was trying to talk to Noah Lyles.
Sprinter.
And like, he couldn't say.
Carl Diggity, man. Things like that. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Hot diggity, boy.
Where's my blocks? Where's my blocks? He was like, need my sprinting blocks.
too many in the chamber to unload.
I know.
Oh, so many.
I can't. I can't.
Don't do it, Jim. But yeah, back to the race if we can for a second.
Nah, I want to die now.
But yeah, Colin Pinto had a big incident in qualifying. Man, I feel so sorry for Williams. They've spent so much money the last two races. Like, as soon as you see three or four corners of the car gone, it's a lot of money. They spent $5 million with the repairs for Brazil.
Fuck.
And you see those in qualifying, you just saw the Williams team. They were like, no, like, they just rebuilt both these cars. Such a quick turnaround for the race.
Mm. They'd be running out of pass just about.
Oh, man, I think so.
The money.
I mean, there's so much money in Formula One now, but you got to remember, these guys are on, like, budget caps. And crashes count towards that cap. So that's the big thing at the moment is if you crash, you slow your development down.
Of course.
So there's a massive...
That's a good point.
There's a massive problem with that now.
And that was half the reason Mick Schumacher didn't keep a driver,
And bro,
I should
back
say.
On that, Haas, they're doing such a good job.
Bro, how good?
Such a good job. Hülkenberg finished eighth, I think. Yep. Fucking awesome. And for them, it's like, you know, it's a big deal being in the States. Everyone thought they were going to go downhill when Gunther Steiner was leaving. But then this little Asian man, Aki Io, whatever his name is, he's fucking done a brilliant job. And kudos to them.
They're pound for pounds, number one at the moment. Haas.
They've got 10% of the staff that what Mercedes have.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And like, look, Mercedes had an amazing race and it came out of nowhere. But like,
it's like proper, what's it? versus Goliath versus
David versus Goliath.
David versus Goliath. It's literally
it
like that.
It is. That's like Braun. Braun back in the day. That was
same thing.
They came in with this double diffuser and won the championship. That was a David versus Goliath. Amazing result. So, yeah, I mean, I'm really impressed with them. I'm fucking root for them. So,
yeah,
good 100%. On them. I'm really and Hülkenberg is just, I can't believe the guy has never had a podium in
his
career.
That's wild, man.
The most amount of races without a podium ever.
Wow. Do they have a main sponsor? Us?
MoneyGram,
yeah.
Is that there? Okay.
Yeah. Yep. They've got a few other ones as well that I can't sort of think of, but I think Palm Angels sponsor them as well on the headrests or whatever.
Yeah, yep. That's a big one for them.
Were they like a clothing company, Daniel? Or?
I believe so. I think it's like similar to like Antisocial Club.
I bet you they,
like Hypebeast sort
they
of.
Haven't gone off. They haven't clicked in Australia yet, but they will soon. I bet you they will.
Palm Angels.
Yeah, I bet you people will be wearing it. It's like Stussy and like all those brands. I reckon we're always like 5 years behind in from
Jesus.
America.
Yeah, Australia definitely
300
is.
Odd for a t-shirt. Wow. That's something my brother would wear.
No wonder they sponsor an F1 team though.
Yeah.
Who's paying that, but?
It's very American.
Luca.
Oh, Luca, well, how you doing?
No, legit, he would. Like, yeah. He probably has some of their stuff. But yeah, it's similar to that Antisocial Club, Off-White. It's all that kind of
high-end
fashion.
T-shirts and stuff. So yeah, but yeah, I mean, it's exciting. It's exciting for them. It's exciting for next year. You got Mercedes, you got Ferrari, you have McLaren, all in front of Red Bull. For next year, and then you got Red Bull, arguably maybe still the favourite. Is Perez going to be in that seat next year? I don't think so. He can't be. Like, it's costing them a
chance. Did Yuki come out and say he's in that seat or something?
Oh,
or
man. At this point, I reckon he fucking is better than Perez. And that's Mr. fucking Konnichiwa Fraud Watch right there.
Yeah, he is.
Fraud.
So, like, that's a big thing. But Daniel Ricciardo will be doing a better job than what Perez. How do you go out in Q1... In that car.
That's been his story all year.
All year. He's had more Q1 appearances than, like, bloody the Haas drivers. Like, it doesn't make sense.
That's cooked.
Colapinto out-qualified him. He's been racing for 6 races in his career. Like, it does not make sense.
Well, they'll struggle then, obviously, they are, for the team's championships, which brings
massive.
So much
money. The Mullally. Yeah, I know. It's massive. And, like, you saw... I don't know if you guys saw the vision of Verstappen looking at the times at the end of the... when he was getting weighed. And he's shaking his head like fucking Perez again, you know, because I'm sure he's got a bonus in his contract
as well
for the constructors.
How long ago did they re-sign Perez? It was only a couple months ago, wasn't it?
No, they haven't re-signed anything for next year.
I thought
year.
They did.
No, there's no confirmation yet.
I thought, no, didn't they do it?
Yeah,
I
I'm sure
did.
They did.
Because it was a big hoo-ha.
Are you able to fact check that? Did they re-sign Perez? Brings up Spa 2008 results.
Get rid of the octopusy off your computer.
Yeah, he signed an extension earlier in the year.
Yeah, he did.
Nah, I don't know about that one. Don't worry about contracts, bro.
Yeah, we all know they don't mean anything.
Exactly right, but...
But they definitely did do that. For sure, anyway.
Mm. Well,
hey? Sergio Perez, contract renewal.
Contract extension. Like for FC Barcelona or something. Yeah. Perez the left striker. Signed contract.
Signs for BWP. Sergio Perez has signed an extension to stay with Red Bull through to 2026.
See?
That was reported on the 5th of June.
Yeah.
So
there you go. Don't worry about that.
He's got fact checked, bro.
No, I got fact checked, but I'm calling bullshit on that.
Yeah, no, the contracts don't mean shit. We all know that.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, the only thing for Perez, he brings, I don't think Red Bull need it, but he brings a lot of sponsors.
Well, Don Julio Tequila.
Don Julio Tequila, Kit Kat.
Cartel money.
Kit Kat.
Have a
chocolate. Yeah, Choco. Yeah.
Nestle.
Choco Perez. Oh, Checo, sorry. Hey, sorry. Autocorrect. No, he brings a lot of money. Fuck, heaps of money. He's telecommunications as well. He's big in.
Surely they're not struggling for sponsors, though. Red Bull with Max Verstappen. Yeah.
No, you wouldn't think so. And I don't think it's about money for them at all. But brand image, possibly Red Bull.
But brand
Mexico.
Image of losing.
I'm just countering. Mexico is such a big, lot of big population. I mean, there was talk they weren't going to get rid of him before the Mexican Grand Prix just so he could be at Mexico. Like, that's how important it is. So,
I don't know. That's weird. That's just a weird answer.
But do Red Bull really want to put another superstar in there?
Well, no, maybe not a superstar, but someone that can help them win
Correct.
The team's championship.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
They need
two.
A Danny Pedrosa.
They need a number two.
They don't need a Yuki Tsunoda either. That's the other thing. Because yeah, he will cause ruckus with Max. So who do you pick? Liam Lawson, he's not really performing like we thought he was going to. Do you bring a Colapinto in, which is talks off?
Yeah, I don't know. That's their decision, I guess.
But Colapinto is, but like he's had a few good races, but like you got to really prove yourself over a couple of seasons. You can't just go straight into a Red Bull seat after, you know.
Max is an outlier.
Yeah, true. But Max is a
That's different.
Once in a generation talent. Yeah. Mm.
It's going to be interesting.
I'm excited for next year. I really am. And look, we've got two races left. It's going to be hard. The championship's done. Lando Norris is going to win his next two races to get my bet, which I'm fucking sad about, but that's all right. It was a good bet. That's the main thing.
So when's are they doing like a triple header or back to back?
Back to back.
Triple header.
Qatar and then Abu Dhabi.
And that's it.
That's it. Season over.
Done. Man's gone quick.
Man, oh, no. 24 races for Formula One. Fuck, 24.
And how many sprints do they have?
I think six.
Yeah, okay.
I think six. And then round one, Australia next year. So I'm super excited for that.
It's just weird going back to Verstappen winning that title. Like, there was no emotion in that.
I think it was more just relief.
But, like, the team. Like, Christian Horner just, like, shook old mate's hands, like how we would greet each other if we saw each other.
Mm. Yeah, I know. It's weird.
Okay, then you flip the coin and you look at George Russell winning the race showed more emotion just for winning a race.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just weird. It was like there was no passion. There was nothing.
But they still had all that shit going on at the start of the year, so you don't know what relationships are like in the box as well.
Yeah. Well, that's a bit of that.
Obviously sour.
Yeah.
Because 100%. Like it just didn't look like a team that wanted championship.
Yeah.
Like I bet you if McLaren won or Ferrari won,
of course,
the place would be going crazy.
They've definitely got some cultural issues, definitely, in the
bad
team.
Because it doesn't look great. And that I don't know. It was just it didn't even feel like a championship one. Like you watched MotoGP to switch codes.
Mm.
Like you could just feel it. You wanted to stay up. You wanted to watch the celebrations.
Yeah,
there was
so much
anticipation.
But the last race of the season, it's been such a crazy.
But it's still a championship win.
I know, but it's a different scenario.
But I mean, the celebrations are different for GP to what they are, or any bike racing to car racing. It's two completely different things as well.
I see what you're saying because Marquez winning in Japan, still massive, you know, still massive celebration where you look at the TV and go, well, he's won the championship and they're going, oh, congratulations. Big difference.
Yeah.
Big difference. And Marquez won his fourth championship in Japan and had the big hoo-ha celebration. So, yeah, you can't really compare the two.
Rossi had massive celebrations. Teams were going crazy.
Yeah.
I would like to look at, like, the shoe celebrations back in the day and see what that team culture, I guess, was like.
Yeah.
Even after he won his fifth or sixth or whatever it was.
But
all
they did was had the M4X T-shirts and really nothing else. There was some funny footage, though, of him
getting more and more pissed.
Yeah, it was good. Because he looked like more and more like Sid off Ice Age by the end of it.
His eyes actually started separating more. It was like two icebergs.
Yeah.
Dandelion.
And it was quite funny. And but good on him.
And his little jab at Zach Brown.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Didn't win on the fastest. He said he didn't win on the fastest car, which Zach Brown said we don't have to have the fastest car to win. So McLaren.
What's going on?
I don't know. They've got the fastest car and they're butchering it. So, I mean, they just did not have the pace at all. McLaren, very disappointing. Mercedes, very impressive. I think they love the cold conditions, which...
nice, Gertie.
Yeah. Meme King. Put that up on our Instagram, can you? So, yeah, that's Vegas Formula One, I suppose.
And Ferrari would have closed the gap. Well, they've... what's it called?
Actually, give us some Constructors' Championships.
608 points to McLaren, 584 for Ferrari, 555 Red Bull, and 425 Mercedes.
Yeah, and around about 44 points left in each race. So, I mean, it's all to play for. Perez really had to have a good race for Red Bull to have a chance.
Isn't he normally supposed to be pretty good at street circuits as well?
Well, yeah. I mean, he did well in Baku. He's done well in Baku in the past. He's done well in those street style of circuits where traction's a really important thing. But the real thing for Vegas, it's a lot of sweeping long corners which is quite unusual for a street circuit.
Yeah.
So he's very good on the tyres, Perez. Very good with throttle control coming out of the corners. And that's why Baku, the short, sharp, 90-degree corners he's good at. But he hasn't been good at anything this year, to be honest with you.
No, that's right. You go.
Like, he's going down. He's going down, and the car's going down, and Max is still outperforming the car. So
it's a tough ask for Max to do it all on his own, eh?
It was very strange seeing Max just let Hamilton by, though.
Yeah.
Because it's like, he goes, well, I want to win the championship. I don't want to have an accident, you know. So it was very strange. Like, I was expecting Max to come over, not give him any room, and he just let him through, so...
Different Max.
How do people think we sound the same on the pod, by the way?
I don't know.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just crazy. We sound completely different.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I know you too well, both of you, to like make a judgment.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I don't know if I should feel blessed, I guess.
It's a privilege, bro. Far out. It's a privilege for me, I should say.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
The only way to shut Daniel up is you tie his hands behind his back, though. Mm. He liked that one, I think. Jim? No, he's heard
shaking
that
his head.
He's heard that one.
I don't know that one too long.
He's shaking his head.
I'll get a message Olympian. Hey, champ, at 8:50, I didn't like that count.
Yeah. You'll actually clip the podcast and put it in.
Yeah, I will. Do you need to see that he came in? Do you just speak me like that? Stiff for Gasly, hey. He had a decent qualifying.
Crazy qualifying. He does this, though. He has these moments where he's just amazing. And
are you saying a bit of a cock tease? A bit of a...
No, I don't want to say it. Because he wasn't pumped up to be the next big thing, but...
No, but the thing is for him, he used to race for Toro Rosso back in the day.
Yes.
Consistently did amazing and was always 7th when the top three teams were winning. And then boom, and then he went to Red Bull and just didn't do anything like Albon did, like he did, like a Perez have done. And now he's gone back to this team that he's just got a little bit more performance and he's performing again. I mean, a podium in Brazil and now putting it third on the grid. Obviously had the engine failure, which is very unusual these days. So you know, engine blow. So we'll see if we can round out the season.
And excuse my ignorance for not a lot of F1 knowledge, but would you think that he would be a suitable spot for Max's teammate? Or been there, done that, they've trialed it.
Yeah, that's the thing with Red Bull. You fucking go in, if you don't perform, you're out and you'll never come back. Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing with Sainz. Sainz was in the Red Bull Academy.
True.
They've never had him back. They'll just try to bring that new talent up. But I just don't see any... I just don't see I don't know why you go out and pay Colapinto $15 million to come to Red Bull when he hasn't performed a full season.
He's only had like 3 or 4 races, hasn't he?
And the thing is, like, to be honest with you, Tsunoda has done 4 years, done nothing. But if he gets not picked, I mean, Colapinto gets, he'd be like, what the fuck? I've done the hard yards at the junior team.
But Red Bull would do that.
100% yeah, that's right. Because they burn people. They burn. If you're not, like, if you haven't got it, you're gone.
Yeah. That's why Max is such a suitor buck, because he's just as ruthless.
He is. Yeah.
Fits well.
And Red Bull has always been like that. Has always been like that, and they've had the fastest car. They're going to go into next season with not the fastest car, and another career could get ruined next year.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Max's teammate comes in, doesn't perform
under the pump.
Yeah, it's a risky move.
There's pressure from all angles.
Pressure from all angles. They haven't got Adrian Newey anymore. They can't go back They can't go back to go. We need to redesign this car for next year. They don't have him.
Yeah.
Aston Martin now has Adrian Newey coming back up again. New regs in 26. So, yeah, it's not a seat that I'd want to be at next year, to be honest. I mean, if you're a Colapinto, you take it 100%. But you're not like a Piastri's not going to take that seat when McLaren's performing well.
No, that's right.
So Sainz is signing with Williams. Williams might be able to do something with the new regs. Who knows? They need to stop crashing their cars. So we'll see. George Russell next year for Mercedes, if he gets outperformed by the junior ranked
Kimi
Antonelli, that's going to be another interesting one. So lots to look forward to.
Yeah, most definitely. Mm. I like it, man. Yeah.
How'd your mate Lance Stroll go on the weekends?
Oh, man, he crashed. He had a failure and then started from pit lane. did not much.
When's his contract run out?
He's got an Infinity contract. No
I was
going to
say, never.
No one has his contract. There's no contract. He just races for the team. No one knows what he gets paid. No one knows how year it is.
Because of the old man.
All the contracts come out and it says Lance Stroll just ? No one knows. There's no contract.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's wild, man.
Yeah. So.
That's insane.
Like a...
How would you feel Cole being Abraham. That guy?
Cole Abraham.
I read a thing on Cole Abraham actually today about how his old man... I think his old man owns Bruno.
track. Yeah, I think we spoke about this.
Yeah.
Did he ever do well in Bruno when they raced there?
Nah, probably crashed, bro. What a track. Coming back. So, if you're Lance Stroll, though, like, would you be kind of, like, pissed off that no one kind of likes him, though? Because...
I don't know, bro. He's got
He'd be wiping his tears with $100 bills. I don't think he's...
Yeah, he's got no...
Yeah, but ego. Ego doesn't fucking...
I don't know if...
Ego of money doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know. He's just nowhere. He's just a nowhere person.
He's a bit bland, isn't he?
He's bland as. Like, bloody hell.
But you didn't mind him, though. You thought he had a bit of
Brazil.
Talent.
Yeah, until Brazil.
Yeah, I'm off him. Fully off him this year. Like, if you got talent,
you've
got to show it somehow. And he hasn't shown it at all this year.
Mm.
He's gone backwards as well, similar to Perez. They're going back down the grid. So the new talent's coming through, your Piastris, your Colapintos, and they're not performing as well.
If you've got Adrian Newey coming in, surely, like, if that's going to become a competitive car, he brings in so much money. Like, that's a problem, though, isn't it? Fucking F1.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he should just go work for his dad and bring a young gun into the team.
How do you see Fernando Alonso's future?
I don't know, man. It's interesting seeing Hamilton just keeps having these mishaps in qualifying. And they say when you turn that 40 years old, 41 years old, your racing's fine. Your racecraft's perfect. But it's qualifying where you miss those milliseconds.
Is it like your reflexes, sharpness.
And you've seen that with Hamilton this year. He's been nowhere in qualifying. He's been at qualifying, I think it's 17-5. Him and Russell.
Yeah,
wow. Massive difference. Same with Alonso. Alonso was out in Q1 again this round. So... they say in qualifying you just miss that extra tenth here and there, and it's natural. I mean, 40 years old. I mean, you saw Rossi when he was getting on.
Mm. Happens to everyone.
Happens to everyone. It's natural. It's human. It's human being. So Hamilton being a vegan is not going to help him. You know,
be vegan.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Plant based.
What a fucking puss.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it's Qatar. It's hard. Middle of the night. But F1 fans finished the season off well, and we've had an exciting season, but God, it's funny when you have exciting seasons, you just want more and more and more. It's just never enough.
No,
it was similar to last year. MotoGP had such an exciting season, and then Malaysia came around. It was the most boring race ever. And we're like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
you know,
aero,
tire pressure, this sucks. And then, you know, you might have a really exciting Qatar Grand Prix, and then you're back on the train. But yeah, I was watching and I really felt that it was, just didn't have a lot of substance that race for some weird reason. But anyway.
It was like, what did I say? It's like banging a hot chick of a shit personality. That's what that race was.
Yeah.
Why are you worried about personality for a month?
That's what counts, Dan. That's what's in the heart, mate.
What do you say about Hamilton being a vegan? Just for what a puss.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fair statement back to you, I think.
James got the opposite way. He's eating more meat. Because of those vegans.
Yeah.
They're going to counteract it.
Double down.
Yeah, two steaks a night. Costing me a fortune.
Costing you a fortune. Yeah, that's it for me, Vegas boys.
That Cash App RB looked good, similar to Shuey's Benetton.
Was it
a bit of a homage?
I don't know if it was a homage. It reminded me of the Honda 2006 Earth car they ran, which I... 2009, sorry. Which I absolutely... No, 2006, sorry. Which I hated at the time. But I've learned to like it. 2008 it was, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe you're talking to Tom about liveries and then he's recounting liveries.
I know. It's that was a livery for the whole year and they ran no sponsors and it was all about... this is hilarious. They ran no sponsors Honda in 2008. James, stay with me. No, ran no sponsors.
What did it look like?
It was just an Earth car. So it was all
was that Barrichello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And and then they got to the end of the year and they ran out of money, so they pulled and that's how Braun came about.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
So they thought, oh, let's go woke, go broke. That's the example.
Why are they woke?
They ran an Earth car. It's about the environment.
Oh, is that why they did it?
Yeah.
In sport like
that. Yeah, go woke, go broke.
What,
that's what happened.
A fucking V8 or V10 or something. Yeah, that's smart. It's like counterintuitive, isn't it?
I don't know if that's actually factually right, but it sounds right.
Well,
so let's run with it. Bloody go work, go broke.
Surely the Brazilian cheeseburger Barrichello wouldn't fucking...
Also, Kurt, you like this. So did you see Jaguar's rebranding?
What's the go with this?
It's an all-inclusive pink branding. They want everyone from all walks alive, LBGQA.
Who the fuck
put this cards,
and
bro.
Like Jaguar's like an old white guy.
I know. It's just unbelievable. Curtis, Katie, your thoughts?
Come on. Give it to him.
Well, so far, stock for Jaguars just plummeted. the other thing as well is Jaguar, like, you're appealing to a wider audience, sure, but the audience that wants a Jaguar are going to be a bit older.
Yeah, he's spitting
and
facts.
Have money. And yeah. The people you're advertising to go, oh, that's nice. Can you afford it? No.
Unfortunately, you don't. You need to know your target audience. And the LGBTQ, HIJKLMOP aren't the people who buy a fucking Jaguar.
No. I reckon it will get some advertising for them, but I don't think I'll see any sales of it going up anytime.
I don't know how out of touch you can be.
But that's a board of directors coming together and all lefties. And gone, this would be a great idea. One person would have sparked it. This is a great idea.
But so haven't those they people learnt... wouldn't even like combustion engines anyway.
But haven't what? They learnt their lesson from Bud Light?
Like Bud Light is a classic.
No, mate, sometimes just some companies just have a brain fart and then that just happens.
They've come back from that, though, haven't they, Bud Light?
Yeah.
Have they come back
from
that?
Yeah, like, there could be a redemption again? Story well, in the future. If Jaguar really wants to do it, they really need to get into it. And I reckon what they should do is they should, instead of just going Jaguar or just the logo, just go J-A-A-A-A-G.
Yeah.
They haven't changed the badge. They've changed the badge.
Yeah, he's right.
I'm surprised Kid Rock hasn't shot one up yet like he did with the Bud Light cans.
Yeah. But Bud Light lost 50% of their stocks overnight or something crazy from that. Like, just so dumb. Just
I don't get it. I really
don't
get it.
You don't have to do that. You don't have to do it because you think it's the right thing to do. It's the money. And it shows that Trump's got in.
Look.
Because people don't want to hear this shit.
It ain't my brand. It ain't my money being wasted. I don't have a Jaguar, so I'm not too worried at all.
I reckon that might be your first car.
They can do whatever they want with their brand. If it ends up with bankruptcy, that's
gonna get balls up though. They
that
are
will be
by, Indians now.
A telltale sign of what not to do if they end up staying afloat for the next few years. I will be gobsmacked. They probably
they'll
will.
Just no. What they'll do is they'll learn from again. It and then they'll just rebrand again. Exactly
and they'll bring
out
like a V10 or something.
Yeah, they'll overcompensate. Like a fat chick with a laugh.
we'll see how. By the end of the next financial year, we'll see how that's going and then we'll see what shift is after that. It may take more than one financial year.
It's got quite a broadcasty voice, hasn't
it? Say Jag again.
It's Jag.
you remind me of Alan Jones on the radio, Curtis.
Ooh, too soon.
Too soon. Ouch.
Bit of a Conor McGregor type.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Jimmy.
Yes.
MotoGP testing. James has about 60-page notes of this, so gather around, kids.
I watched all 8 hours of testing.
Proper fan.
It's better than the racing. I actually find it more exciting than the racing.
Yeah. It's a pity it's one day.
It used to be two.
Yeah.
I thought it was 2 days.
Me too. I always thought it was two days
We were
as well.
Talking about it on the pod saying it was 2 days.
Yeah,
how wrong we were.
Bro, I watched it. I'm thinking, I got tomorrow night to watch it. And I go the next night. I'm like, oh, fuck, it's only one night. So.
Well, I spoke to shout out Superbike R1M about this. And he said, you guys are cooked.
Yeah,
it's never been two. Because I thought the same as well. I thought it was two.
I think because F1's always... Well, F1's more than 2 days. So I mean, obviously the pre-year test is 2 days. Must be in Malaysia.
Yeah, it is.
Has to be.
So it could even be three. I think it's a three-day test.
Shout out to RM. I saw him down at Phillip Island last Tuesday riding his RM one.
Speaking of Phillip Islands, I was down there the next day. Mm. Shout out to Kyle. Saw him.
Yep. Kyle Reimers.
Yep. So what I noticed is... Okay, you normally go to a track day or something and you might see like a Rossi sticker, Rossi jacket, something like that. Three separate either Lorenzo one-piece suits or Lorenzo bikes.
Jeez.
Cheeseburger Lorenzo. Jeez. Lorenzo R1, I saw a dude in a cheeseburger full suit, like replica suit, helmets, stickers. It was the craziest thing I couldn't believe it.
That's nuts, man.
Man, that's I don't know, like they got some really true fans that can really appreciate
I'm actually going to call it from us. It's the cheeseburger effect is what we say.
Cheeseburger effect. I saw someone with a really cool Rossi Movistar Yamaha replica.
Oh, yeah, cool.
On like a full, I don't know what the bike was. Like, I'm guessing it was an R1.
It would have been an R1.
But looked phenomenal on the track, and seeing it going around the corners, I'm like, fuck, it takes me.
I reckon I saw it the next day, to be honest.
Yeah, a lot of the boys were doing 3 days, I think. Some of them were doing 3 days. I mean, I don't know how you do that, but just looks gorgeous on the track and like fucking awesome. It's so cool down there, isn't it?
There was a guy in a Johnny Ray suit and helmet. Fuck, who would have picked that?
That's interesting. Yeah. Helmet, I get, but Johnny Ray's suit.
Winter.
Where do you buy Johnny Ray's suit from? What are you doing? Alibaba.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
If you go on Marketplace and type in Alpine Stars suit, the first two or three you normally get are fakes.
But are they still good quality suits?
I wouldn't wear one.
But they're not kangaroo skin or anything.
No way. Nah, K leather you're paying.
So the Alpine Star, if I went and bought a suit from the store, it's not kangaroo leather, though. It's something different.
You can get kangaroo. Normally, it's cowhide.
Yeah. Cowhide. Oh, okay. So would they still be cowhide from Alibaba?
Maybe.
Yeah, well, okay.
I don't know.
Who knows what it actually is, actually like what they say and what it is as well.
It's too dangerous to do that to yourself wearing a fake suit, surely.
Yeah.
On a track, I mean, as well. I mean, I get it, like, doing a Sunday ride, whatever, but I wouldn't do that.
Well, if you burn through the suit pretty quickly, that would be... That would suck, man.
You know, if it pops at the seams or something, then you're screwed.
Mm. Imagine going down turn, like early on turn one, like you grab a front brake and just going down, you'd be fucked. You'd drag along that road for 100
even
meters.
If you crash at Honda.
Yeah, anyway.
You're still, you're braking from fucking 200 something Ks an hour. You dip the front.
Yeah, you know what I was really impressed by going down and seeing that track day was how fast the ASB cable guys are. Because I was watching the track down, there were some quick guys there. Mm-hmm. Luke Power was down there doing 135s and stuff. But
that's quick.
Yeah, but I was like coming out of the last corner, like, yeah, they were fast. But like the ASBK guys just looked so much faster for me. Like it was just crazy to see the difference. But yeah, Luke Power was the difference. He was fucking flying. Yeah. He was 10 seconds quicker than everyone else.
That's wild, man.
Didn't get a chance to say good day to him, unfortunately. But there was a few boys down there. You did the same, James?
Yeah. Yeah, nice guys. I was down there. Shout out to him. Big Pob fan.
Yeah, he what did he put in?
He does like 136s, 137s.
I think he hit a 135 the other week or something like that.
Maybe
even a bit quicker.
Scary.
That's rapid, man.
Mm. Yeah.
That's very quick.
Yeah, it was. You had a couple of big incidents as well. The helicopter got called and shit.
The first six sessions, there was a crash in each session. And then I've never seen this at a track day where they said over the announcement speaker to everyone, like, everyone has to calm down. I got to cool it down. Like, you can't be riding like that. Otherwise, it was going to be waiting around all day. And then there was a massive break as old mate got stretched off or whatever.
Jesus. How annoying would that be? You get stretched off, go to hospital, all your car, your gear, your bike, everything's still down there.
Oh, man, for sure.
You're a pain in the ass. Jeez, man, you're trying to get back down there to get it and shit.
You know, I guess hopefully you got mates. Well, who does a track day by themselves? Surely you got mates who'll be able to help you out.
True, yeah.
Oh, I don't know, man. A lot of people get down there on their own too.
Fuck.
But you're right. You'd rather go with someone.
Yeah, it's easier.
Something goes down.
Yeah.
All right, testing Jimmy boy. Talk to us. Who looks good? Who looks bad? Who looks fraudulent?
Well, I don't even. I'm not even going to start on that. I do want to say Jorge Martin, second lap in, shoulder down in Barcelona. So,
does that mean anything though?
Well, it's still, that's what Simon Crafer said, and it's confidence.
Mm.
If you don't have confidence in second lap in, like, that's pretty, it's pretty cool. And he was a second quicker than Bez. I don't know. He was fighting the bike a bit, but it's the first day. Like, what do you expect?
And in the media, I think he was positive, smiles in the... I mean, it wasn't like Rossi going to Ducati.
Definitely not like Rossi. Definitely not like Rossi going to Ducati.
Where if he said on record that it was... He regretted his decision as soon as he got on that bike. So,
yeah.
But yeah, positive signs. You can't expect him to be up there straight away.
No, of course not. You know who was, though? Casey Stoner. He topped the Valencia test on that Honda when he went there.
Yeah, that Honda was awesome, but
that's still crazy.
Yeah, of course.
Mm.
That's still a crazy thing to do.
Are the bikes further away now? There's the difference, or are they similar to back then? Like, is aero packages and stuff makes the bikes harder to ride?
Yeah, I think it's harder to ride, harder to get used to, and then harder to develop.
It shows you between the 23 bike and 24 bike, I mean, even 22 and 23 with like how Bez struggled this year, how much they must develop each year and change their riding style as well.
Yeah.
And then Aprilia is now going to develop with two brand new riders. You know, that have both come off Ducatis, which can be a good thing because they're going to bring all that data from Ducati as
Have they got four brand new riders?
No, three.
Rail's the only one.
Rail's, but he doesn't. He's not going to have the insight, is he? Like an old, an older, more experienced rider.
Yeah,
but
true.
He's still been there long enough.
Yeah.
So he does have a bit of...
One good thing is Jorge Martin can bounce off Aleix and would have the whole season.
True.
You know, they obviously talk. They're best mates. Yeah, so. Yeah.
That's a real nice transition for that team.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be really, really, really interesting. What do you guys think of the two stars on the front of his bike? I didn't see the number one. I was so pissed off.
Oh, so he's not running the number one
plate? I don't know, man. I'm hearing
because the entry list said 89.
I'm hearing conflicting things.
Oh, okay.
I hope he runs it.
Oh, me too. I think.
Man, I think we all do.
I mean, it's the first time like Bagnaia's run it since he won his two championships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And first time since Lorenzo.
And Lorenzo 2011. So... also, boys, pay, salary, Martin, 1.5 million euros at Pramac, 5 million at Aprilia. It's a big difference.
Thanks for coming.
Bit of a difference. So that's a five. Is that 10 million Australian, Curtis?
If you're going from euro to AUD, you're looking at around about a 1.5 multiplier. So around about 8 to 9 million.
It's pretty good. It's a good wicket.
And then
he's a world champ, though, as well.
He's world champ. He would have got a bonus, surely, from Ducati. And then all the extra sponsorships and everything that would come out of that from being a world champion.
Probably gets a cut off all that new Alps stuff that they've released as well.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, independent team championship. I'm sure they get a bonus for that.
Yeah, it's good for Primark.
Paycheck.
Good for big boss. What's the Primark?
Paolo
Campinotti. Campinotti, yeah.
Big cheesy.
But awesome for an independent team to win. I mean, it's just... crazy, isn't it? I never thought this would happen, but it has. So I didn't think they'd let it happen.
But like,
no one thought that.
It's funny. You look at Primark and you almost think they are. Yes, they've got a factory bike. Yeah. But you think they're a factory team. They've been around for so long.
They're the closest to a factory team in the whole grid. Definitely.
Yeah, by a mile.
Yeah, by a mile. Yeah,
but it's crazy. Like they've been around since 500cc Honda days. Mm. This big dog Paolo Campinotti shaking hands of Japs.
Yeah.
I want to shake your hand.
I thought you were going to say he was on the bike. Jeez, I thought I needed Olin's help. He fucking needs all of their
help. Yeah, he's always been a big dog as well. Yeah. But like they've been there since 500cc Honda, then they went to the four-stroke Honda and then made the switch to the Duke in like 2005, 2006.
And they've done the hard yards with Ducati as well. Mm. They've done the hard yards. They've
stuck fat.
Nearly 20 years, Ducati.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So good on them. I'm really excited this new partnership. Probably not the two riders I would have picked, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, struggle team. Oh, look, it's a winter test. Like, they're just going to get used to the bike with Jack and Miguel. Yeah. You can't read much into any of it. Like, Alex Marquez topped.
Yeah, he did. On the 24 bike.
Yeah, on the 24 bike.
Yep.
Put in some quick times. Obviously Marc Marquez in the full red, I thought that looked amazing. I was a big fan of that. And all reports obviously very happy. He said that the bike grips up. He can feel the difference of what Pecco had. And he was reporting the exact same things Bagnaia was saying as well. So they're both on the same wavelength developing that bike, which is only realistically a good thing.
Well, they reckon it's not too dissimilar, the 25 to the 24.
Mm.
It's closer than what the 20.
Yeah, okay.
23 to the 24.
I mean, how much more can they develop the bike? I mean, wow. I mean, it's got to that limit now.
Well,
it's
like, but now they've also come out and said they're focusing on the regs, the new regs.
Yeah.
So they're going to start developing for that, which is a scary thought.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, though. You're so far ahead now, you can put that.
Correct.
That's right.
You haven't got any other manufacturer like at nipping at your heels.
Yeah, you can put one eye on that and one eye on that.
Yeah.
And that's what works, you know.
That's such an interesting point.
And Honda didn't bring anything new.
Oh, bro.
Nothing new. Jorge Martin. Juan Mir came out and said he wasn't happy. He came out and said, you know, I didn't even need to be here. Everything we tested, we've already tested. And the Honda Japan didn't want to bring the brand new bike because it hadn't been tested enough. But they're bringing it to their private test in Jerez in the next couple of days, only a week later. Should have just bought it to Barcelona.
Yeah, I don't get that. I mean, if you go back 12 months earlier, I mean, they had that big fucking, they had 25 of those little Japanese men at Valencia.
They couldn't get enough hotels.
They couldn't get enough hotels, and now they've got nothing.
So they've got a private test in, Jerez.
So is that part of the, what are they, concessions?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Interesting.
So will that be Mia, Marini, and Aleix, Taka?
Yeah. Yeah, I assume so. Because they better, they if it's, again, I don't know, to be honest. I actually don't know.
Chantra and Zarco.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. Because if it's only just Aleix and Taka, what the fuck is the point? You need your factory riders there.
Mm.
You know, and they would have had the chance because they would have just done it at Barcelona.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about Honda anymore, man.
They need to come out and be stronger as well in the media. And, like, they need to reassure the fans as well. A lot of fucking Honda people out there.
I've just never seen a team fluff about so much, so down.
Were they not Honda?
No.
Never.
Yeah, but like anyone, like, I don't know. Like, even when Ducati was nowhere, like, to be fair, Ducati's years with Rossi, they did fuck all development.
Yeah, they did nothing.
They all threw up their own ass thinking that Rossi was going to, and Jeremy Burgess was going to fix everything, which clearly didn't happen. Then they sacked, but then after that, they sacked their whole racing department almost. And brought in GG in.
Look what happened.
And look what happens. And, like, you know, what do you say? What do you say of Honda? It's fucking terrible. Kieran?
It sounds like Honda's keeping their cards close to their chest without bringing any of the test bikes to Barcelona.
Who's got to copy them, bar? Ducati ain't going to do
not
shit.
Not that, but I'd say press-wise, everyone knows the Honda bike isn't great and it's just the same news.
Such a waste of a day, though. You've got 8 hours testing.
I don't think they want much coverage on that Honda at all because they know it's going to just be bad press on the future in terms of shareholders, stock. So if they start, you know, Barcelona got all eyes on that for practicing, for instance. And if you go, you know, one of the new, well, Mir, for instance, going like, we've just tested the new 2025 bike, and they go, yeah, it's all right.
But it's worse not
rocking up for all that stuff.
Yeah, no, but if your investors are going, I want to invest in Honda, and you've got your riders saying that next year bike is shit.
But you could just say that after the Jerez test
that's
anyway.
That's right.
I know, but I get the feeling that Honda is going to try and play that thing as their cards close
maybe
to their chest in terms of what information.
It's a different way to look at it. It's definitely a different way to look at it.
Because at the end of the day, mate, it's money. Money, 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 money. Who has it? Who wants it? And how do we keep it? And how do we get more? Honda at the moment is no more Repsol. That's gone. And the riders, they're all right, but they're paying big bucks to keep the riders. But their bike is shit.
There's more pressure at this next test because it's just you.
Yep.
So there's more press to look at that. At least with everyone else there, they can get distracted by other shit that's going on.
I reckon Honda's just trying to bide their time, keep those cards close to the chest, man. And they're probably going to give them a script and say, hey, just say this.
I wouldn't be surprised of that.
Because I reckon they've got investors that are looking very closely at that bike.
But
going,
you don't make money off racing anyway. But Gavin Emmett made a good point where the Euros are like, oh, you know, does it look good? Does it work? Bolt it on, test it. You know, where Japan's like, test.
Yeah, that's right.
Put it on the test rider's bike and then put it on the fucking Juan Mir's bike and then he just dumps it down the road anyway.
That's right, breaks the
It's the wrong
anyway.
Way of doing it.
I reckon there's just so many fires back in Japan with Honda and they're just trying to contain it.
Mm, like the 40s.
You know, they've got heat, they've, you know, massive heat waves going on and stuff like that. And you go, I don't know, man. I think the 1940s is a bit different though.
It's got the weather. He's got the weather into it as well. That's a factor. The weather in Japan is a factor, I reckon. Curtis, you're onto something, I reckon.
David Alonso tested.
Yeah, can we get some times, Jim?
He was like a second and a half roughly off Kennett.
Okay, that's still pretty good.
Yeah, first time out. He did, I wrote it down. David Alonso ended his first test with 145 laps under his belt.
Jesus.
That's mad.
So that's a man on a mission.
That's awesome.
Fuck, that's a lot of
that's a lot.
For a young kid.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's a lot. That's amazing.
Yeah.
145
laps. 145
laps.
Well,
you've got to get used to the bike moving underneath.
You got
to
look at Chandra, Aldeguer, and... who's the other Asian?
Aigura.
They were more than a second and a half off Alex Marquez's time. So I think that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, look. It's,
I know it's a bigger jump to a GP, but.
Yeah, who
that's
knows?
That's still a big jump from Moto 3 to Moto 2.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
So 250 cc's versus 765s. three-cylinder
things. And it's a full-size bike, essentially.
That's right.
Yeah. How? Yeah, it's, yeah.
So that's... You'll get used to the movement underneath him and stuff.
So, James, you picked it last year that Mr...
Acosta?
Acosta was going to finish on the podium, which is an amazing pick. I didn't think he would, and he did. Is he going to... Is David Alonso going to podium next year?
Yeah, I think he'll podium. I think he'll podium. You know what? I actually think he'll have a race win as well.
Whoa! Yeah. Daniel, what do you reckon?
I don't know, man. That's a tough
field. Are you going to play devil's advocate?
Yeah, I don't reckon he'll have a win. That class is too stacked. There's too many guys that have been there for longer.
Yeah, I know. But then you have your guys like Acosta's, Rins won, I think his second race. I don't know. I've got a feeling.
Imagine if it's a battle for the lead and like with a two laps to go and he's fifth or something. He comes and wins. He does what he normally does.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The problem is they don't have those close. It doesn't very happen. Rare. Nah, very rare. Those close battles.
It's normally a one-on-one, if anything.
That's going to be an exciting category, man. I can't wait. I think I'm more excited for that.
I was just about to say, like, that's going to be an amazing category next year.
He's already a superstar, but like he's got everyone talking about him, David Alonso.
I don't think Moto2's ever been in a better position.
Nah,
right
hasn't.
Now.
No way.
If that was like a category in itself, people would go and watch it. 100%.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah.
You can get some eyes on it.
Mm. You know what's dumb? And I don't get this. In winter testing, right? Like Martin or Bez or whoever, Bastianini, they go from one manufacturer to another, but they're not allowed to talk about it. Mm. But they literally sign it, take a photo with the team and ride the bike. Like they've done literally everything. Mm. Like, why can't they just talk? Like, what's the harm?
Yeah, it's weird,
isn't it?
Makes
no sense.
It makes no sense.
The contract goes to the 31st of December.
I get that,
yeah.
But they're literally riding a different motorcycle.
Mm. It must be, I think MotoG contracts have to all be the same, I suppose, and they have to finish on the 31st of December. And that might be in the rules. I don't know.
I guess so for...
commercial reasons and
stuff. Post-season events and all that kind of shit.
It must not be. Like, it's always been the same,
sponsorship.
Yeah?
What, as if, just say, okay, just say Jorge Martin, or maybe that's a bad example, but Bastianini. I highly doubt he's doing anything to do with Ducati now. Between now and Christmas and New Year's, he'd be doing any events.
But they're probably still using him on their social medias and that. And
yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Point.
Like, you got to take all that into consideration. If I can talk about Bastianini, wrecked a pretty good KDM, didn't he?
Yeah. Jesus, it came out of
Christ.
Nowhere.
Not helping with their $2.7 million debt.
Nah.
Yeah, true. Good point.
And, you know they're in debt. You know they're in debt as well with their gay little new fairing that they're testing as well. Did you see that little Super Duke fairing? It looked like an Ovale.
Yeah, it's that bike was... What corner was that on? Was that corner?
It was that left... It was that left-hander going down the hill.
There's barrel roll.
Oh, turn four.
Turn four or
the
five.
The off-camber thing that everyone crashes at. But that, like, that's not a... I suppose you arrive at there still... Did you lose it early or something?
Lost it real early.
Yeah, they always... Yeah.
They just barrel rolled.
Similar to Bagnaia's crash there in the sprint, Barcelona.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. First time round.
Yeah.
First time round, that was destroyed. Like, yeah... And there's footage of I think it was a track day or something. Some guy comes off and the bike's so overreacted and he falls off. It's like just a low side. The bike goes, flips about 18 times, splits into three, and he gets up and he's like this.
Oh, man.
It was just like a normal off. Like, he just expected
having
to get
kittens.
I know. Like,
far out. I can't think of anything worse, hey.
And I'm excited for Aki Iaio as well because he's running the KDM team.
I thought he was running Hasbro.
Nah.
What's going on there?
Some Asian guy called Aki Iaio.
That is huge.
That's a big thing.
So is he having any oversight of the Moto3 team still?
I don't think so. No, I think he's just GP. Up. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Which is so much, obviously, promise. And then, you know, you've got Froude Vinales in there. He was quick. Everyone was jumping on us. We got that many messages about him being quick and testing. I'm like, you're proving our point. You're literally proving our point.
Does anyone know when the next test is?
Nah, you could look it up though. Sure.
Is it Thailand? Is it Thailand this year?
There'll be Sepang
a week before round one. No,
I don't know. You want to go to that as well?
Maybe.
Any of the listeners, Tom and I are going to.
And Daniel, maybe
Thailand.
He's just got
Daniel, you coming?
Live on air. I'm broke as a joke.
We're going to Thailand.
Curtis is coming.
Curtis, you going to Thailand with us next year?
31st of Jan to the 2nd of February is the shakedown.
Oh, yeah.
And then Sepang, 5th to the 7th.
Oh, it is a Sepang. Okay.
And Buriram, 12th to the 13th.
Oh, there is. Oh, 12th, 13th of Feb. Yeah, it's a week before. Fuck, there's testing.
I might have to go.
There you go.
I have to make it a two and a half week trip.
It is Superbike weekend, but...
Is it?
Mm. Yes.
Katie, you coming?
I have no idea.
That's a yes.
The one problem is, though, when I get back and then I'm going to have another month of just being cold and sick from Nigerian prince.
Don't worry about it, Chich. Sherry will look after you. I'll give you
nothing
my
like
discount.
A massage kind of
I'll
fix.
Give you my discount, bro.
T-shirt 15.
Oh, shit.
Nothing like a fucking massage.
Coach, if we get through these, I want to listen to the hot takes, bro. I want to get some audio hot takes.
That's all I got.
Oh, good.
Oh, I've got one hot take from myself.
Okay.
My hot take is I reckon every Moto 2, Moto 3 team is going to be owned by the factory MotoGP team as a feeder. Like KTM.
Oh, yeah.
Because Yamaha's doing that with Pramac.
Yeah.
And I reckon Ducati's going to... Because they want to secure this. Because KTM's getting all the talent.
Mm.
Makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
But what would they run Ducati Moto 3 bikes?
Yeah.
Okay. And just badge them as like... And badge the Moto 2 bikes as Panigales or something.
With Ducatis.
Or V2s, yeah.
Ducatis. They'll just run a 765 engine in it.
Yeah, okay.
Because Yamaha did the same thing last year. Yamaha VR46 Master Camp. It's the only way they're going to get... Because they're going to see... Just say Acosta and David Alonso.
Mm.
KTM comes good and then they just pump out world titles.
Yeah.
I reckon these teams...
They've got to. They've got to have something to counteract it.
Exactly. And it's not like KTM make road bikes. They don't even make road bikes and they've got a Moto... Mm. They've got a Moto 3, Moto 2 and a GP team.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good branding. I mean, it hasn't. They're struggling at the moment, obviously, but
they're also winning titles in Moto 3, Moto 2.
Yeah, yeah. It's just hard. I mean, there won't be any Ducati, anything Ducati on the bike. They will there because it's you got to pick the chassis. Either Boris, what do you spin out?
Bosco Scuro
or a
But
Master Camp was Yamaha.
Yeah. Mm. And KTM ran like Suda chassis at one point as well, so it doesn't matter. They all just want it just to secure the talent.
The talent.
So they'll see talent coming from Red Bull Rookies Cup, like a little Jorge Martin. All right, we can see him being on our factory Ducati in 6 years' time.
So you sign him to Ducati, but he's coming through...
Yep. Moto 3 range. Yes.
Well, realistically, I think that KTM has all the good young talent at the moment.
Exactly. Of course they do. You know? So then they're almost like Repsol Honda. Like, they're now playing catch-up.
Yeah.
You know? And it's not like... And Ducati, okay, they got Fermin Aldeguer, but they've got, let's just... two seasoned riders now, but who's next big thing where you can watch KTM with Acosta, David Alonso, Danny Holgado,
Colin Vaya,
like they've
Rueda,
got,
they got everyone.
Yeah. They got everyone. So they got all this talent.
It's a great point. Yeah. It's a great hot take.
So yeah. Anyway, I think that's what's gonna happen. I'll give it 10 years and every factory team's gonna have a Moto 3 and Moto 2 team.
Yep. I'm surprised it's not they don't have it now, to be honest.
I just think they haven't caught on. It's probably a money thing as well, but...
Yeah, sponsorships. Because you've got to go and try find other sponsors on top of that.
Yeah, true.
Can't just run what you got on GP.
But that's definitely what's going to happen.
Thank you, James.
I like it, Jim. That was
good. Yeah, that's awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, hot takes this evening will be audio voicemail hot takes, grand opening sale. very excited. So, guys, thanks so much for sending. We had an influx.
There was hundreds and hundreds.
So we're gonna pick not our seven favorites. We just randomly pick seven. So just keep sending them in, guys. You will be read out in the next few weeks. And we love to know the listeners, and you know, it gives us a bit of more of an insight of what their personalities and sound like.
Yeah, we love it. It's great.
Very super excited. So. Daniel, take it away. We're going to start at the bottom ones and work our way up.
All right, done. First audio one, Jad Madsen. Let's get this one.
Shout out.
See if this works.
All right, so we've had John Surtees winning World Championship in the Premier class on two wheels and the Formula One World Championship as well.
Come on, Jazz. Get it going.
Finish his MotoGP career. Now he's on four wheels of BMW in the World Endurance Championship. What other crossovers would you like to see? Not just MotoGP and F1. Anything. Supercars. IMSA. NASCAR. IndyCar. Whatever. Supercross. Whatever sport it is. Doing something else. And even like Would you like to see Jorge Martin do the Macau Motorcycle Grand Prix? Mm. Would you like to see Take Nakagami go do the Isle of Man?
Oh, he'd kill himself.
Personally,
he did.
I want to see one of the World Rally drivers personally, Caleb Rovanpera. I want to see him in an F1 car because I think he'd give them a run for his money. And if it rained, he'd fuck them all up.
He'd win. Fighting tonight.
Game over. Thanks, boys.
Thank you, Jared. Appreciate it. 30 seconds next time, maybe, mate. That's all right. But a great point. I mean, I think we all would love to see a lot more of the MotoGP riders on Suzuki 8-Hour, that sort of thing.
Suzuki 8-Hour is a great call. Great call. Yep. Jack Miller's done a little bit of motocross, went over and did Oz Pro MX.
Yep. I'd love to see the Lawrence boys on a Moto2 or something.
Yeah, that'd
or
be cool.
Or a World Superbike.
Yep.
That's cool. Something that moves a bit because they're obviously used to that. And it'd be very cool to see how they handle things.
We'd love to see a Ricciardo, Bathurst, that sort of crossover.
Oh, that's a good one.
But you just know, the issue is with like Bathurst, you just know they're not going to perform. You need to know that car. One of the hardest categories in the world.
Casey Stoner did the Dunlop Series back in the day.
Yeah.
When he came back.
He did, yeah. Nowhere but.
Same with Wayne Gardner.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nowhere but.
Nowhere.
I raced
on Bathurst and that sim.
Oh yeah, similar.
it's fucking pretty close. shout out to Shawnee from Turn One Racing Sims. Butchered that. He said the Nordschleifer is easier than Bathurst to get it right.
Oh, there you go.
The Nordschleifer's got 77 corners. More than 77.
You butchered that, haven't you?
Yeah, come on. Where are you? Hey, come on, next one.
Suzuki, I was a fucking great call, though. I wish I won GP riders and Superbike awesome. Riders.
Imagine if it was
even Macau would be sick.
Well, Rossi and Colin Edwards are two champions in their respective field of MotoGP and World Superbikes. Teammates racing. Like, how fucking cool was
part of the
World
Championship?
Top Rack teamed up with Jorge Martin or something.
They should do an endurance round in MotoGP. Pick one race every year to do endurance round. That'd be fucking sick. Crazy.
Imagine refueling in the GP bike.
Refueling, tyre changes.
Chance would get lapped fucking about 8 times, I reckon.
But, man, like, imagine having, like, a 60-lap race or
something. Mir couldn't handle it, bub. He can't handle 20 laps.
But someone could crash, come back on the bike, and still get back up there.
Yeah, like a Marquez or someone. Fuck, true.
Two pit stops, 60 laps. That'd be cool.
Tough going.
Yeah, it would be tough going. But, yeah, I mean, bloody David Alonso can do 145 laps in it.
Yeah, get him going.
Get him on.
Get him on. He doesn't have the right. He isn't super fit. I mean, he's super fit. Don't get me wrong. Fucking old dumb call. But, he hasn't been racing for 10 years, has that super ride fit either.
No.
Not in MotoGP.
I think he has been racing for 10 years, actually, but.
You know what I mean, though.
Bad take.
Yeah. Get going.
Kyle Holmes.
Kyle.
Yo, how was it, guys? How was it? All the way from South Africa. The only reason why you guys are hating on Brad Bender is because the Wallabies can't beat the Springboks. Are you joking, guys? Great work on the pod.
Thanks, mate. Thanks, Kyle.
Legend.
Really appreciate
it. Thanks, Kyle.
Well, just to get the record straight, we couldn't give two fucks about rugby.
Yeah, that one gives a fuck about.
Best sporting event in the world.
Bigger crowd in the Wallabies than the AFL Grand Final, apparently.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah, sorry.
To be fair, though, those Springboks are going really well at the moment. That's for sure.
I don't even know.
It's because of the Nelson Mandela and shit, bro. Keep going.
thanks, Kyle.
I don't think we hate on Brad Binder. He just fucking needs to sort of I like Brad Binder, but he's already losing out just about. Let's just say he's losing out to Pedro Acosta.
Well, newfound respect after the Sunday night at GP for
good old Brad Binder.
Yeah, true. That was interesting, wasn't it? But the thing is, he did finish ahead of him in the championship, but he was outperformed.
Yeah, it was like 2 year. Points. Yeah. Like, and you got a brand new kid on this bike. He's 20 years old.
Yep.
You know?
Matt Ould.
Aldi.
This is a good one.
Hey, boys. How the fuck are we?
Oh, Matty.
It's Matt Ould here.
G'day, mate.
Long lost son of Travis Ould.
Doesn't know
Please
yet.
Give me some tickets, Dad. Please. Anyway, my hot take for you boys is Maverick Fraudwatch Vinales will top the points for KTM.
Oh, fuck, he's already got him by the balls.
I was going to say.
Cock tease.
Acosta. Bashing you. He's had enough. He's been listening to you boys talk shit about him for the last 2 years.
At the dance floor.
He's
Sunday
got a
night.
Fucking point to prove. I believe in that man. Also, one thing before I go. Curdy, can you please pull me up the results for the 2008 Barcelona GP? Thanks, mate. Would really appreciate it. Cheers, boys. Love the content.
That's a fucking OG fan right there. Thanks, that is Matty. An OG that's fan proper. Right there.
Yeah.
Even Curdy got a slap.
That's good. And that's a great take.
That's a fucking terrible take. And
that's
I'll tell
you
why
his dad's not giving him tickets.
Yeah, that's right. You've Maverick Vinales, Matty's got you by the balls. And this is the thing. We would claim his world championship because we actually lit a fire up his ass that Lynn Jarvis couldn't do and Shinichi Suzuki couldn't do and fucking Mr. Aprilia couldn't do. We're the reason that he would win on that KDM.
Yep.
He should actually thank us. But people saying, you know, all he's got to do is dial his starts. He had to dial his starts back in the Suzuki days and he can't do it. So I've never seen a sportsman. And I love Maverick. I actually want nothing more than Maverick Vinales to win. I think it would be the greatest thing ever. It would be fucking great for us.
Mm.
It would be the best. It would be the greatest. But I've never seen a sportsman with this many loyal fans.
Mm. Should we bring him on the pod?
Who?
Mav.
Bro, I'd love him on the pod. And so I don't think you. I don't think
right here.
Yeah, true.
So inconsistent. I mean, looked at that last race. I mean, you had your old man teammate finishing fourth or fifth, and he was down in 18th position. Being outperformed by Hondas. I mean, that's just atrocious.
Revving the guts out of it, apparently.
Makes no sense.
Not again. He did it again, did he?
Yeah, did you hear about that?
No.
He was revving the guts out of the Aprilia going into the fucking pits.
No, he wasn't.
I swear to God. Nah. Matt Ould, fucking bring it up, bro.
Fuck. How could he do that again? That's fucking...
They kept that on the wraps, but I got the intel on the paddock there.
Yeah, okay.
So I've brought up the 2007 Barcelona results.
Didn't he say 2008?
Yeah, he did.
And which did you do, like F1, MotoGP?
Yeah,
man. I would have done like GP2 Enduro Tour Championship.
Spanish Superbikes.
I'll bring up the Le Mans 24-hour fucking race results, mate.
Oh, okay. That's like 50 fucking people. That's hilarious.
Next one, Jimmy Gregory.
Hey, Jim Gregory.
Aleix Espargaró will end up filling in for someone or doing an exhibition ride in 2025. Then we'll finish better than any other Honda rider.
That's not a bad shout.
Ooh,
he's definitely
going to
do a ride.
Don't mind that. One to watch, but Zarco, he's doing half a right.
Yeah, he is. He's done. He's outperforming that bike.
I think he would do that if Zarco bins it. I reckon anyone's going to beat.
I think it shows the mentality of Marini and Mir. It's just nowhere, though. If you got Zarco on a... is he on the same machinery? It doesn't really matter, does it? This machinery is
shit anyway.
But he's outperforming the two factory guys where it just doesn't make sense. And I think Mir is just totally fucked.
he's totally fucked.
Marini's on that. But he... Marini had... He's made the dinner. He's got to eat it though. That was his decision.
He's not complaining, Marini. So you can't blame him for that. But I think it's a bit of both where he's just struggling, obviously, to develop the bike. But to be fair, I actually feel like it's more from Honda Japan themselves. Like look at the testing now. Zarco is the only one that's riding around it. And he's maybe getting a 10th.
Yeah.
You know, which is amazing on that bucket.
I'm probably the best looking Honda livery at the moment, is my thought. On that Castrol.
Yeah, the Castrol.
Well, it's going to be Castrol next year, isn't it?
Yeah.
The factory team will be all Castrol.
Without Repsol there, yeah. I prefer the Castrol, to be honest.
Nice. Next one.
Yep.
Willie Nels.
Oh, pod
G'day
favorite
guys,
as well.
Willie Nels here, long-time listener, first-time caller. My hot take is the winter test. The track's cold. You know, the tyres don't really collect the right data. You got these bonehead test riders that are 1.5 seconds off the pace. I reckon get some real data that helps them for next year. Get them in some hotter weather. Get them in Middle East. Get them in Sepang. Mm. Maybe Phillip Island if the weather guys are with us. Get something together like a testing championship where the fastest times, you know, maybe a cash prize for the team or an extra aero package for next year. And, you know, get some TV behind it. And maybe that's a way where these bikes can progress for the next year.
Interesting.
I think I think he was saying he's a Maverick fan without saying he's a Maverick fan.
He's definitely. See, I told you they come out of the wall. It's crazy. They're like termites.
That's a great take, but that's some awesome points.
Yeah, but they used to do that. Yeah, people forget they used to do the Jerez, and there was a cash prize.
Mm.
The team would win something for banking a lap.
Yeah, right. There you go.
It was a preseason, and they used to televise it. And it was a 2-day preseason test.
Yep. Well, we've been questioned about the two-day test though, haven't we?
Mm.
No one can give us a straight answer on that. It used to be 2 days. It wasn't 2 days. It's never been 2 days.
He is right, though. Like, it's hard to get a feel, obviously, on cold ties.
Yeah,
of course.
At end of the season, everyone's cooked.
Yeah.
It would be amazing if they went back to Phillip Island as well. If the weather, as you said, the weather gods are looking down on us brightly.
Mm.
Sepang's the main one. Because Sepang's a great track for testing because it's literally got everything in
it. Yeah, it does, yeah.
It's literally got it. That's why that must be half the reason why they go there. And, you know, it's hot.
Mm.
I like it.
Good hot take, Willie. Pod favourite. We hear a lot from him. He's good.
Jason Silva.
Okay, I got two for you guys. First off, we need some old school rivalries. I'm tired of seeing everybody being buddy-buddy, yeah, shaking hands everywhere you go, slapping backs. We need some old school rivalries with some hatred thrown in there for a little bit of spice. It'll make the product better, make people tune in. Second part is that the U.S. Talent Cup has changed to a more Moto 3 feeder series, and it's going to show how bad Americans suck. King Kenny is sponsoring Joe Kopp's son, Cody Kopp, who has never raced any kind of road racing before, and he's supposed to be our next shot at Moto 3. We're completely cooked. We won't see another American in MotoGP for at least 10 years. We suck. Thanks, guys.
That's massive from an American.
Yeah,
you never hear that.
They're normally very patriotic. But that's the thing.
I like the honesty.
Honesty, yeah,
me
yeah.
too. Love it.
And it's frustrating for those fans. I mean, they've got 300 million to choose from, and they haven't produced a rider in a long time.
And they dominated.
And an unlimited budget, just about.
Yeah.
But they put their fucking money towards it.
But talk about a fall from grace.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. The American.
But that's what they need to do is they need to have a Moto 3 style of bike series.
Yes, of course.
There's no sense in racing mini bikes or Moto 2 bikes. Start them young and let them work up through the categories.
Well, at least they got the right guys backing it.
At least they're doing it now.
King Kenny and all those boys.
Yeah, at least they're doing it now, but
Better late than ever.
It's probably going to be, 10 years because...
That's the problem.
You know, like, look at the Evale series now in Australia. That's going to help produce talent because that's now they've got that small feeder program that boys are helping.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And if you don't have that, then you're stuffed.
You can't get to Moto the paddock from ASBK because the bikes are just so big and different.
The Americans should be able to do it because they've got the tracks, they've got the money, the backing. Mm. They've got everything that they need to do it. Mm. They just got to have someone that funds it, I guess, wants to do it is a big thing.
And yes, we all are in agreement of having people punch on and not be buddy-buddy.
Oh, God, yeah.
We're sick of that as well.
You reckon it's going to happen next year if Marquez and Bagnaia?
Nope.
No, I don't think so.
My one question about America, even though they've got the money, is the availability of gear.
Excuse me?
I'm pretty sure they're sweet.
Yeah, pretty cheap over there, bro.
I've had a talk with a few guys from America, New York and California. So from the west side to the east side, they've had struggles trying to just get Dane knees gear.
New York
and
California.
Yeah, it's overpriced anyway.
It's full of fucking hippies and shit in those two states anyway. Don't worry about it. You want the middle of America. They're
well,
the
that's
real
the thing.
Americans.
It's either Vegas or Texas that seems to have some gear, but you got to be traveling just to go and try and get Dainese gear.
Close to the border, that's why.
I heard Columbia's got good gear.
Well, it's a similar thing. If you want to start them young, like in Australia, for instance, it's hard to get youth gear and then going up the
Surely
age as
Surely they've
well.
Got something there, but like their own fucking Secondi or something.
They may, but... Imagine if you're starting out, for instance, and you don't have full suit.
What's going on tonight?
I'm sorry.
No, I'm with you.
No, wait.
But like, what kid's going to have Dainese anyway? Like, seriously, they'll have their own fucking...
Well, VJ, for instance, wants to get her kid in Dainese gear.
Yeah, but...
And fucking good luck with that.
Yeah, but they're nowhere, man.
It's expensive shit.
Yeah. They would have their own. They would have. They would 100%
have their
own
manufacturers.
Yeah, they would. They would. You look at
oneself and all that.
Yeah.
You look at like the Aussie series. There's hardly any Alps or fucking Dainese. It's all cheaper, still good quality stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you ride off a fucking Dainese suit.
Yeah, no, but then you've got boots, you've got gloves, and you've got helmet as well. Yeah. You've got to try and organise that and try and find stuff that fits.
Mm, American so spot. I got the money.
You've got the sponsorships and then you're trying to get stuff the that
Oscars
fits.
Oscars music.
Sorry, man.
Love you, kitty.
He's cracked it.
He's the best.
It's valid. It's valid.
I'm with you, okay? I agree.
It's not a cheap sport to get into.
No, it's and motorsport never is, and that's the problem. There's lots of wasted talent over the years because they can't afford to be in it. So,
Matt Stevens,
how hard would you boys bite your tongues if Maverick Vinales comes out next year and is the best of the KTMs? Like, what happens there?
Still a fraud.
Is that him laughing in the back?
Must have been. Still a fraud.
As I said, would be
he won because of us.
You got to remember, he won a race this year. Like the only non-Ducati rider to win.
Yeah. You say that, but that's his career. That's him. Yeah, that's his persona.
But he's more of a cock tease, isn't he? That's the thing that always gets me with him. So
that's why that was the one cock tease.
Yeah.
So I would be very happy if he wins it. I would love it. It would be the greatest. But it's not going to happen.
Ain't going to happen.
It ain't going to happen.
Nikki D, 3604.
Pod 5.
If Bastianini and Martin do well on their new bikes, do you think that Ducati will try to get them back for the new regs?
Oh, yeah, yes, yeah. I don't think so. I don't think Martin will go back with her, will he?
I don't think Bastianini would either.
Nah, I think they're done, but bridge is burnt. Unless Pirelli is an absolute dog and Ducati throw a ridiculous amount of money at him, but that's about it.
But even then, they'll be looking at the next crop of riders to come through.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah, I don't see it happening. But, you know, money fucking can take over everything. Look at Quartararo, fucking signed for Yamaha, made $20 trillion. Yeah.
True. Very, very true. Big Floyd, the landlord.
Hey, what's that, man? Big Floyd, the landlord.
Yeah, baby! Projects,
Houston, Texas, man.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I just want to know when we're going to see a brother like James Stewart come around again, man.
Yeah!
When are we getting another brother?
Come on, bro. What's the crops like?
I don't know, man. I've been up to date with fucking blacks in America. I don't know. I'm not too sure.
What a hot take. Ben. What a hot take.
You know what?
I'm from Houston, Texas, man. How good is that?
What a cool guy. That was the coolest guy ever. That guy is so
Carl
cool.
Is that Carl Cox in the bucket over there or what?
He's British. Up. He's fucking British.
He's British as well, Carl Cox.
I don't know about the brothers in America. James Stewart is probably one of the most talented motorcycle riders of any motorbike in the history of motorcycle racing. No one could ride a 125cc two-stroke like him.
No.
I couldn't tell you if there's any more brothers coming through.
His words, not yours.
Yeah. No, we're allowed to use it. He said it, so
yeah,
we're
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Got the pass.
I would like to see it, though. It'd be cool.
That'd be dope.
But yeah, I'm fucking speechless. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, well, I wasn't expecting that. That was fantastic.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Submit your audio ones.
You know what though? It's pretty crazy from James Stewart, like the only black, and Malcolm Stewart, his brother. Like I reckon they would have gone through some fucking shit back through the early days with American motocross, which is a fucking southern, you know, white dude thing to do. Like I'm sure it's changed, and then dominated the junior championships, and fucking won everything. I think you got done with coke at one point, but...
But who hasn't?
Who hasn't? Yeah, I mean, it happens.
You know, so...
That's it.
Is that all of them?
That's all of
that's
them.
That's it.
All right, let's do a... We'll pop out some of the best.
I've got to boot.
Are you going to go?
I've got to go.
All right,
I'm very late.
We'll save some of our written hot takes till next week.
No, you guys go through them. We'll just do
the next 10 minutes. All right, Daniel. Fucking, I can't believe you're booting halfway through.
I've actually got to boot. I'm, like, way late.
All right. See us.
Good luck.
See ya.
Here we go. T Shavs at Jared.Madsen. Do you guys think Supercar's new final system will get more people interested?
No, I think it's actually going to be a bad thing for the sport.
Okay.
Because it's really affected NASCAR. And that's the NASCAR way of doing things. And like you looked at Joey Logano, who won the championship in NASCAR. He didn't win a race, or I think he didn't win a race all year. Mm. And he wins the championship. It just doesn't make sense. Mm. So it's It's not something that I'm into, but I might be proven wrong, so we'll see.
When's that kicking? Is it next year?
Next year, I probably believe, yeah.
That's fucking dumb, isn't it? That's Dirk Westland. Do you think Bezecchi can become a champion, and is this his only chance with a factory?
No, he's not championship material. No way when you have the likes of Bagnaia, Marquez, David Alonso coming through in a few years, Acosta going better. No, he's not going to win a championship. He doesn't have the 1% raw talent that those other guys do.
Fuck, it's a big call.
Bezecchi, bro, no way. Come on.
No, I'm in the 1%.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, if he doesn't do anything, I know what you mean.
Extra percent, yeah.
If he doesn't do anything on that Aprilia, then, lights out.
Yeah.
Lights out. Especially because you're going up against Jorge Martin, which is now the barometer, let's be honest.
Yeah,
100%. Our boy, It's Cold Papa, if you guys are riding a MotoGP bike or driving an F1 car, what race number would you be?
23.
Number 21. Curdy, what number would you be? What did I put down? 69 for you in our video.
Yeah, you put down a 69. I don't know why you chose that number, except for the memes.
It was for the memes.
Bro, 69 should be chosen, though. That'd be sick. That'd be cool if someone chose 69.
Famous Nicky Hayden?
I'd pick 83.
83?
83. Coltrane. If you know who that is, happy days.
Coltrane. Is that like a band or something?
Nah.
Number 83, the Coltrane?
Melbourne. If Aldeguer is ahead of Alex Marquez and David Alonso is performing, Ducati should drop Alex Marquez and get David Alonso.
But I think he's going to go through the KTM ranks, isn't he?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They're going to have to like pay overs to.
No,
get
the
him.
Big thing for me, if the big thing for me is if David Alonso performs this year and he's ready for MotoGP, they'll put him straight into that team. They'll get rid of a Brad Binder.
Mm.
They'll get rid of I wouldn't say they get rid of Bastianini. They might get rid of Vinales if he doesn't perform, but he's got a 2-year contract, I believe, as well. So,
when's Binder up? Next year.
Next year.
I think he's next year.
It is next year. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, he has to perform.
He's
got
to perform. He's got 3 quality test pilots behind him.
It's Cold Papa. Thoughts on Mercedes joining 2025 World Endurance Championship?
Yeah, I did see that. I put something up on the socials about that. Don't know enough about it. I believe they're joining an existing team and going to run their parts, but I haven't read enough about it just yet. Just super excited. The WEC is phenomenal at the moment. They've got every manufacturer in there.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. Cadillac, Ford, they've got Ferrari, Porsche, But Peugeot are back in. Like it is unbelievable that series. And 24-hour Le Mans in June, July is always a exciting time of the year.
Yeah, it's always a good one to watch. If you haven't watched it, you should get around it.
Yeah.
It's very unpredictable racing that goes for 24 hours.
Hence the name.
Last one. At NickyD3604. I like this one. If Pecco wants to beat Marquez, he can't be as friendly as he was with Martin. He needs to be more aggressive. And I actually think he needs to be more aggressive in the mind games. I think that's the only way you might be able to beat Marc Marquez.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think him staying as cool and as calm as collective as he possibly can will do him amazing favours next year.
So it's going to be very interesting.
All right.
Curdy, you holding that microphone like you want to say something?
I think Pecco needs to fucking just whenever that starting grid goes and that green light is on, he just needs to put the foot down and go, oh, I'm going to be at the front and I'm going to stay at the front.
Yeah,
like
those last
few races with Jorge Martin, it was, I'm staying here and you're back.
Yeah, he was aggressive, wasn't he?
Those last few races, he was able to do just that.
Yeah.
He needs to do that next year.
Yeah, it's true. He definitely does need to do that. And the thing is, but that's just gonna be a recipe for disaster because Marc Marquez is one person that's just gonna barrel through you to get to that number one. He doesn't give a fuck.
That's gonna be his problem. I remember I saw Jorge Martin practicing like launch control with those Aprilias and him having the rear kind of slide out, and Maverick Vinales was right next to him,
shaking his
watching
head.
That.
Like he's the person to be doing that though. Seriously.
True. Good point.
So we'll see it'll be interesting how Jorge Martin starts next year with that Aprilia if it keeps doing that.
Well, I think he'll start slow and he'll come good in the middle of the season. That's my feeling.
Yeah.
I reckon he's gonna adapt to that bike better than what people think.
Okay, we'll wait and see.
Just got a bit of a funny feeling.
Qatar's always the outlier, but it's not going to be the first round next year. So.
Yeah, Thailand.
Yeah,
we'll be there. But a flyaway is always an outlier. We will be there.
We will be there.
So or any fans looking to go to Thailand, Tom and I and maybe Daniel and Curdy is going to be there.
What an episode, huh?